Listening Practice 7. You are Angela Chan, a Secondary 5 student. You are doing a social science project about student finance. Your group mate, Jack, has found some information which may be useful for the project. He is now telling you about it. Complete the flowchart below while Jack explains. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hey, I was going to say, when I was doing the research for the project, I found a really good guide.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was published on the website of the Student Financial Assistance Agency. It is a guide on how to apply for the Tertiary Student Finance Scheme, or the TSFS for short.
Right, so...
It's like a summary for students. Basically, it tells students the whole process of how to apply for the TSFS.
Great! Maybe we can summarize it into a flowchart.
Good idea! Let's do it now. I'll take you through the steps, the different steps, and as you listen, you can complete the flowchart.
All right.
Okay, where to start? Right, the first step. The first step is to assess whether a student is eligible for the TSFS or not.
Okay.
There are two criteria.
Of course. Okay. What are they?
To be eligible for the scheme, the student must have the right of abode in Hong Kong.
The right of abode in Hong Kong. Right?
And he or she must be a full-time student enrolled in a registered course in Hong Kong.
A full-time student enrolled in a registered course in Hong Kong.
If a student fulfills these two criteria, he or she will be eligible for the TSFS.
Okay, so if a student does not fulfill any one of these two criteria,
he or she cannot apply.
Got it.
Step 2. Step 2 is to fill in an application form. That's easy enough.
Yep, that's straightforward.
After that, the student wanting to apply for the finance scheme will have to submit the application form before the deadline.
So, submitting the application form for step 3.
Okay. Next is step 4, processing the application. The Student Financial Assistance Agency will process the application. The processing time is about 4 to 6 weeks. If necessary, an interview will be arranged for the student and the student's parents to meet with the officials.
In other words, the applicant and his or her parents may have to attend an interview.
That's right. Right. Step 5. Step 5 is to issue a notification of the result. If the application is successful, the applicant will receive the first installment of the grant within a short period of time, say in less than a month.
And if it is not, the application will be dropped.
Wow, you're on the ball today. Yep, the application will be dropped if it is not successful. Now, how does the flowchart look?
Take a look. What do you reckon? Good, eh?
Yeah, we've done a good job then.
That is the end of Listening Practice 7. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.